So Pitts Football is basically a performance centre for aspiring footballers. It's from the background of myself and my co-founder, James Rogers Oban, in which we was at professional football clubs, playing and really going for it, just as everybody does. We got a bad kind of call at 18 to say we'd sadly been released, and we realised that we were just back down at grassroots level. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to create an environment that would replicate some of the best academies in the world, using the best practices such as video analysis, sport, UEFA coaching, sports psychology and sports nutrition, just to name a few, to get these boys just keeping in that kind of elite level environment, and just keep them ticking over so they can then find their place in semi-professional or professional football, as well as grassroots boys who might find the transition from Nowhere FC to Arsenal huge. And we want to make sure that we can just get them into our environment where they can know how professional football kind of works, their expectations, their roles, and then when going into maybe Arsenal, the transition is not as big. They're basically saying, well, it's just like Pitts Football, and then they can express themselves in what they want to do in football as well.
James, in those scenarios that Ronaldo's explained, what are the challenges that players face, and are they mental challenges and physical challenges as well?
I think for a player that's just been released, yes, the first thing is the mental challenge. It's the dejection you feel. You come out from a certain environment, you're used to a certain level of training, your friends or family are used to you being at that level. So it's picking themselves back up and understanding that it's not all over after the football professional game. There's still options out there for you, and it's just letting them know that we create that environment where you can come in and consistently train at a high level. But also, aside from the football inside of it, we offer a social aspect to it. So for boys who decide football's not going the way they initially planned, we teamed up with Uni's Not For Me, and we're trying to offer the boys traineeships, mentorships, internships into entry-level jobs, so the law, journalism, media, so that if football doesn't end up to be their career, they still have very interesting and very high-end careers in the end of it.
Because Ronaldo, sometimes footballers, when they come out of a club, they think, well, all I've got is football, isn't it? I don't have any of these skills that could lead to an alternative degree in engineering or something.
Yes, that is correct. And what we want to make sure we express to these boys, especially our educational side, that you have great soft skills from football. You have leadership qualities, you have good teamwork practice, you have great kind of communication with people. And these are the things that just can't be taught out of a click. It can't be just magically made, whereas you can learn how to maybe count and learn how to just draw up numbers and so on, what everyone else could do. And to realise that these skills are special from football, and that you can utilise them into different careers in which you wouldn't have thought of before coming to Pitts Football, but realising the opportunities it can give you and the kind of lifestyle you could live, what could be most probably similar to the lifestyle you expected as a footballer, it could provide them a new route, and that's what we want to do for them.
Because James, is there a case that football academies don't do this stuff, and that's where you've seen the gap in the market?
I think for football academies, it's hard for them. They have ultimate end goals. They have to produce players that are ready for the first team. But the one thing they don't have at their luxury is potentially time. So for those boys who are 17, 18, it's, are you good enough right now to step into our first team? Then they've introduced under-21 leagues. But again, there's a lot of pressure for them to be ready at 21 to go into that first team league. If you're a 21-year-old playing under-21s, it's not sort of seen as a good thing. So we try and offer them that time factor. There's a sort of famous amount of hours required to reach a certain level of performance, a 10,000 hour rule. And we try to think that if the boys can come into a centre and still maintain that high level of training, we can eventually get them to that level where they need to. If it's not even in England, football's a national, international game, so you can go abroad as well. And there's other options to be a professional footballer. It's not limited to England alone.
Ronaldo, let's go back to that social element. Camaraderie when you're in that position must be a very important thing.
Yes, and that's why Pitts has been made. It was from our own experiences that we felt that a lot of boys were just going off on their individual paths. There's so much things thrown to you in football where you can do all these different things that there's no one-stop shop. And that's what we want to do. We want to create a camaraderie where all boys do know this is the one place to be. This is synonymous with excellence, either in football, but also in the work area as well. And that's what we want to do. So we want to create that kind of camaraderie aspect, that one-stop shop where you do go to get the best of what you want to do in terms of football and education. And that brings a whole youth sector in terms of football together as one.
And finally, James, if there's any footballers in those states listening to this, how do they get in touch with you? How do they get involved?
So if you do find yourself in that situation, we're very active on social media. We have a great reach on there. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. We also have our website, pittsfootball.com. So for players that have been released, just type in pittsfootball on Google. You'll find all our contact information and you can get involved and we'll tell you the next steps.
And are you in the UK at the moment or global?
We're currently based in London at the moment. We have potential to branch out to further afield, looking to go up north, up and down the country as soon as possible as well. So we're based in London right now.